Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. This will be episode 7, and I'm excited because I have an awesome guest, Genova. And last episode, I was talking about how I really want to bring people on here to just chat about the weight loss journey and talk to people who are actually kind of in the middle of their journey, and talk about the good things, the hard things, and all the ups and downs. And, you know, because I really think community and hearing other people that are on the same journey as you is just so helpful and so motivating. So welcome, Genova.
Hey, everybody.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about how your weight loss journey kind of started and like where you're at in your weight loss journey?
So I actually started, I think it was in the end of April, beginning of May. Like, I knew I had to lose weight, but I was kind of like, just like, I'm okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on the scale, and that's what was like the turning point for me, because I got on the scale, and the last time I had weighed myself, I was like 170. This time I got on the scale, and I was, and that was like months before. But this time I got on the scale, I was 206 pounds. And I was just like, oh, crap. I was like, I really need to lose weight. Like, this is not good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, that was kind of a little scary, I think, for me, because it's like, no, that's a lot of weight. I've never been, honestly, over, like, 180. I'm 5'7".
Okay.
Even though that's still, like, overweight, but I've never been over 180. And that was, like, really, like, I don't know. I think once you hit like 200, that's like it's just like
really, you know what? I hear that a lot from women and people that I talk to and my clients. It's like that's a number that scares the crap out of women for sure.
Yeah, and because like for me, it's just like, oh my gosh, like if I keep on this road, like I could become like morbidly obese and have like really serious health complications and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was really scary, and I was just kind of like, oh my god, I have to lose weight like ASAP. Like this is not good. And I had a few years ago, like 3-4 years ago, I had lost like 40 pounds before, but the way that I did it with like supplements and like meal replacements and stuff like that. And I have never really known like how to eat and how to like what's good for me, like what's not good. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, totally.
Like nutrition. Education I just didn't have, and so I was like, you know what, I feel like and it was so hard for me to maintain. Like once I had lost that weight, I had to work so hard to like maintain that specific weight. And I feel like it shouldn't be that hard. I feel like once you hit a weight, it shouldn't be, I feel like you should know how to maintain it, and it shouldn't be something that's difficult, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was really just thinking about it, and I was just like, I can't do the same thing that I did the last time because that didn't work, you know, because I gained the weight back within like a year or two later.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just so hard for me to sustain. So my boyfriend is like really health conscious, and he's actually the person who was like, who kind of was like, you know, maybe you should try like going on a plant-based diet, and you can really teach yourself like so many different things, because he had been trying to transition for the last few months, and he had just started actually.
Okay.
So he was like, you should try it. And I think like, I think it'll help. I was like, you know, and before, cause he had always talked about it, I was just like, you're crazy. Like
yeah.
How are you gonna get your protein? Like what? And I was just like, it's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. And he's like, do your research. Like it's normal. It's what we actually should be eating, you know, and stuff like that. So, I started to do more research, and I started to look into it, and I was really shocked at the information that I found, but also kind of like, you know what, this makes so much sense.
Right, right. And maybe it made sense, especially like where you were at and reading all that stuff. It was like, oh, maybe this could really help me.
Right. And so I was just like, you know what, I'm going to go plant-based. Like I'm just going to do it, and we're going to see how it goes. And I was kind of determined to lose 50 pounds too at that time. I was like, I have to lose 50 pounds.
Okay.
60, like, that's my goal. That's what I want to do. And so I started doing that. And so far, I'm already like, I'm kind of halfway through it. I started off at 206 and I'm now 183. So what's that? It's like,
awesome.
Like 20. That's like 23 pounds, but yeah, about 23 pounds. And I'm at a, I'm at a point where, yeah, I'm almost pretty much plant-based, but some, you know, sometimes like once, maybe once every 2 weeks or stuff, I kind of fall off. Maybe I'll have a little bit of dairy or like chicken, but like, I always feel horrible after, you know? For me, it's like, that's just such a point for me because I'm like, obviously this isn't like what I'm supposed to be eating because it makes me feel so sick.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Listening, you're beginning to kind of listen to your body a little bit more. And I know when we talked about this before, you were kind of explaining to me how you have this, just this new way of almost being with your body and understanding and kind of like listening to it a little bit more, like you were describing. I didn't know, like, you can't even think about how you felt before. Cause you're right. Like, I never knew how good I could feel right. Until I now feel this good.
Right. It's so funny. Cause we have some friends that are vegan and when they transitioned, they were telling us, after like a year or two, they're like, you're going to feel so great. You're just going to feel awesome. Like, trust us, blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking like, how good can I really feel? Like, I already feel normal. You know,
right.
Like, I have always been eating meat. I've always been eating dairy. And to me, normal was like, after you eat, you kind of get a little tired. You kind of get a little sluggish. You're going to feel a little bloated. And that's like normal, you know? Mm-hmm. And once I started to transition, I like started to really understand what they meant. Like, I would eat and I wouldn't feel tired. I'd feel more alert. I'd feel very like energized. And I was kind of like, oh, this is what they meant. Like, this is what normal is, you know, this is what
right.
I feel like, because how I felt before was actually not normal. And it's so crazy because I feel like here in America, we're not educated on like the importance of like nutrition.
Mm-hmm, and,
as like a general population, we think like feeling that way is normal because that's all we know, because we've all been eating meat and dairy like, you know, forever, mostly right. Anyway. Yeah. So yeah, that was, and I think, I've definitely learned so much about, I think in so many different ways, like if I start to like, feel like I might be coming down with a cold, like I can feel it within like the really early beginning stages, but I'm starting to become more in tune with my body where I'm like, oh wait, I think I might be getting sick. I need to start like maybe eating certain things that are higher in, you know, certain like things like,
yeah,
you know, and it's really cool because I feel like I'm learning myself on a whole different level.
Right. Now you're just like hyper aware of how you're feeling. And that's really good. It's good to start to feel that on a physical level, like you're talking about. And then, even on a mental level too, like when you can actually catch yourself when you're not feeling great that way as well. So yeah, that's awesome. Like you said, you feel like you're learning about yourself on a whole different level now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So how, and I want for people listening, a plant-based diet is, so let's just talk about the difference kind of between plant-based and vegan. So vegan is following, so you have vegetarian, which is you're just taking out meat.
Right.
And then you have vegan, which you're taking out meat like chicken and pork and beef and all that. You're taking out all that, but you're also taking out any products that are also from an animal. So eggs and dairy. That's your butter, your cheese, your milk, all that stuff. Right. So that's why we call it plant-based, because there's really two types of food. Either they're coming from an animal or they're coming from a plant. And the difference really between plant-based and vegan is, yes, anything can be labeled vegan. For example, Oreos are vegan. They're accidentally vegan. You know, there's not real cream in the middle of Oreos. It's a bunch of processed crap in there. So that technically is vegan, right? It doesn't have any animal products, doesn't have any animal byproducts. Okay. But when we're talking about a whole food kind of plant-based diet, we're really talking about meals that are, with foods that are in there closest to the original state. For example, not a French fry, but an actual organic baked potato. So it's a little bit less processed. And, you know, when people do try to go the vegan route to lose weight, a lot of times it is successful, but a lot of times you can also be eating pasta and bread all day and Oreos. and that's not, one, it's not going to help you lose weight. And two, more importantly, it's terrible for your body. So I do like to use that term plant-based when we are talking about, okay, changing your health and losing weight, because we have to remember, even if things are labeled vegan or just, you know, are vegan, they don't have any animal products, it doesn't technically mean that they're healthy. They're still processed and crap. And so you must be kind of learning that as you go, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think in the beginning, no, I mean, honestly, I didn't want, cause I already knew like, you know, I really don't even like pasta to begin with. My thing is,
you're lucky. I love pasta.
My thing is rice though, you know, like
okay.
Indian and like I'm raised eating rice. Mm-hmm. And I love rice with like curry and stuff. So, that was like more of a struggle being like, all right, like the grains, like stuff like that. Cause I love quinoa, but I already know that like if I eat too much of it, it's not good either, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I think that was more of a struggle, like being like, oh, I can't eat rice.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You can have it, but you were just saying, I can't just sit down and eat rice all day just because it's vegan.
Yeah, exactly. But it was more interesting because I was like, I definitely want to incorporate more fruits. I love fruits already, but I wanted to incorporate more vegetables. And there's just so many different things out there that like you can make with vegetables and you have so many different options. And so I was just doing so much research on different recipes and different things that I can do.
Right.
It was kind of just like, wow, like there's so much I can do. And I never even, I had like no idea that.
Yes. And that, I'm so glad you just said that, because that is one of the reasons why with some of my clients, I do have them do a 30-day like plant-based, you know, diet or challenge, whatever you want to call it, where I do want them to just follow a plant-based diet. And it's not because they have the intention to stay plant-based or anything. They're most likely going to, incorporate animal foods back in. Right. But the reason I like them to do it hardcore for real for 30 days is for the exact reason that you're talking about, is because when you do cut all that other stuff out of your diet, you're forced to say, okay, these are the foods I can have. What can I do with them? How can I cook them? How can I make them taste really good and be filling? And when you start to do your research and look up recipes, and I'm a big fan of like YouTube videos for recipes, then you're just like, oh, wow, there's a whole new world of plant-based food and amazing meals. So then when you go back to incorporating animal products back in, right, you actually – you don't need that much dairy and you don't need that much that many animal products on your plate as you used to, because you have this whole new like library of recipes in your head of like all different things you can do. So you end up being, you do a 30-day plant-based challenge and then you incorporate animal foods back in, but that you, then you end up being, you know, say 70% plant-based or something, where you used to be 40 or 50.
Right. Yeah. And I think the funny thing about that is, like on the occasions, like since I'm still transitioning, but even when I have like had meat, like while I'm transitioning, it just doesn't even taste the same anymore either. Like, I find that I'm like, it doesn't even taste that great to me. And I'm like, is it? Yeah. And I don't know if that's because I'm just training my mind to, you know, just like eating more vegetables, but it really doesn't even taste the same. And it's not satisfying either. Like before, right, you eat, like if you have like this craving to eat meat and then eat it and it like kind of satisfies whatever cravings you have. But like now when I've like cheated, and I was kind of like, oh, but then after I ate it, I was like, that wasn't even worth it. It didn't even,
yeah.
Like what? What the heck? But yeah, it's definitely been like one of the best. I honestly don't think I'll ever like go back to like, I really don't think I'll go back to eating like meat like that. you know?
Right, exactly. You're never going to go back to eating as much meat and dairy as you used to. Right. Yeah, I love how that does happen, because even though, you know, meat products, I really don't think dairy has a place in anyone's diet. But, you know, meat products, I understand, like quality stuff, grass-fed, you know, it does provide a lot of nutrition, I understand, but the amount that the average American is eating, and gosh, like the amount is too much. And then second, which might be even more important, is the quality is so bad. So when we're picking up, you know, chicken and beef from Costco or Walmart or just the regular store, and we're picking the one that's on sale or whatever, I mean, that's like, it's worse than we even understand. Like chicken, I think the chicken breast, which is, you know, if you're not buying the quality, it's usually, they don't have to list what they treat the meat with. So for example, the only ingredient in chicken is of course chicken, but they're not talking about all the, right. They usually dip it in, gosh, I forget what it is, but, something similar to like chlorine almost, where they kind of dip the meat in to give it a wash. But the thing is they don't have to write that on the label, because it's not technically in the chicken, but you would have to understand that there has to be residue on there that you're eating. So that's the issue usually I have with meat mostly is, yeah, you can eat it, but I just really want you to get it from, either by top quality. So, you know, I usually say spend your money on, like, buy the expensive meat, buy the one that costs the most, because that's going to be the best quality. But yeah, so that's
yeah, that's so funny that you said that. I was talking to someone yesterday, because my cousin had, is transitioning to, well, he's vegetarian now, but he definitely wants to give up dairy. And I was talking to him about it. And I was like, you know, like, I'd rather actually eat meat before I eat dairy. And he was like, really? He's like, why is that? And I was like, because it's actually like just horrible for you, you know? Mm-hmm. My aunt was sitting next to me and she was like, yeah, she's like, I tried like the keto diet. And she said, you know, I was consuming a lot of dairy and like cheese and stuff on that diet. And she said, I don't really know what it consists of, but she said she started having a lot of like cheese. And she said, within 3 weeks she checked her cholesterol and it had went up 30 points just from like going keto. Right. And I was just like, that's crazy. Like, yeah, that's really scary, but like, that's just the truth. And like, just like after eating dairy, you just have like so much mucus. And I just, from the research I've done, like mucus is like actually like horrible for you. So like, it's just oh God. But yeah.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with dairy is number one, it doesn't make sense. Right. So we're just supposed to have our mother's breast milk for the first couple years of life. And then we stop producing the enzyme called lactase, which helps us break down lactose. That's why, like, you know, over 50% of humans have, gosh, I wish I knew the actual statistic, but it's even higher than that, are lactose intolerant. And that's simply because we're all supposed to be lactose intolerant because we're not producing lactase anymore. But the issue is when we continue to have dairy throughout the life, some people are able to maintain that lactase production and they're able to digest lactose.
Right.
But the thing that I find is people, because I work with so many people for weight loss, and then usually when I'm working with them for weight loss, I end up finding out other things that are going on. Mm-hmm. And usually there's some digestive issues, but even if they don't say that they're lactose intolerant,
right,
they'll talk about how, you know, when they eat certain types of dairy foods that it doesn't sit well with them. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's kind of goes back to what you were saying, is like, you felt fine when you were eating meat and dairy, and you almost, you know, whatever is normal to you is normal. So if you're used to having ice cream every night or every weekend and feeling like crap, and you're kind of accepting that as normal, like, oh, I just feel like this when I eat it, then you don't realize that, you know, it shouldn't be like that. You shouldn't have a bad digestive reaction when you're eating foods. It means that something's wrong and that food isn't right for you. And then to mention as well is that there's some long-term damage going on in your digestive tract and your microbiome. So, So that's the number one thing with dairy is that a lot of people can't even digest it. It doesn't make sense, number one, to just have the milk of another animal. We're humans. We're supposed to have it from our human mother, and that's it. I get dairy has been used for thousands and thousands of years. It was a great source of calories and nutrition, but we're at a point now that we're not that desperate anymore for that.
Feel like the means of production, I was talking to someone and they were saying like, in certain countries, it's like, it's coming straight from the animal and it's more healthy for you, quote unquote, at that point.
Totally. Yeah.
Versus like when it's going through the system or like it's going through like mass production of like cows that are like, have all sorts of like, they're just injected with all these things and they're having to forcefully mass produce all this milk and there's stuff mixed with it. So yeah, I definitely think at one point it was a different means when we had all these farms and we had fresh milk that's coming straight from the cow and versus now where there's like all sorts of other things in it too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that too, which is they have to, they're forced to make the milk. When I was growing up, I thought, oh, cows make milk, for humans. No, they have to keep impregnating them so that they produce milk just like a human. I mean, us women, we don't just have milk producing all the time. So they're forcefully impregnating these cows so that they continue to have babies that go into the meat industry. And then they continue to make milk. But the problem is, these cows are crammed in small places. I mean, when you got to produce milk for America, that's a lot of milk. Cows are crammed.
Right.
Yeah. And they get sick easily. It's like if you put a bunch of people in a warehouse, I mean, everyone's going to get sick really fast if one person is sick, right? So what they do to prevent that is, or prevent and treat, is that they pump them all with antibiotics so that they don't get infections.
Right.
But they still do get infections. And then the cow's sick, it has infection, and it's still pumping milk, which is like, why would you want that milk?
I know, exactly. Cow? It's like the milk that you're getting is like bad milk.
Yeah, exactly. So the other thing is too that I really don't like about dairy is that milk in general, like human milk and cow's milk, it's meant to grow either 150 pound human or so, or, a cow, for example, it's meant to grow an 800 pound cow. So it's pumped full of growth hormones.
Right.
So it's just, we don't really, as an adult, we don't need all those growth hormones. And we don't want to be growing other things in our body that don't need to be grown anymore. So it just doesn't, for a lot of reasons, it doesn't make sense. I get, there is the whole, okay, it's used in so many cultures and all that, but like you were saying, gosh, it's produced so much cleaner and so much better. The cows are a lot healthier when they're doing that. And it doesn't need to be on every single meal. Like here in America, it's like have a glass of milk, have a quesadilla, have a cheeseburger.
Right.
I mean, have cheese fries. It's like, it's on everything.
Yeah. It really is. And this is like almost like growing up, I loved like that. I loved milk like so much.
Mm-hmm.
And like in Indian culture, it's kind of like, oh, you want to grow tall, drink milk, like just drink milk.
Right.
And like, you're just like, all right, you're just drinking all this milk. And I loved milk growing up. But as I was a teenager, I started having really bad like acne, like horrible acne. And I didn't know what it was. I didn't know why. I was just kind of like, why am I getting acne like this? Like, what the heck? And I could never figure out the reason why. And at this point, I was still drinking milk like all the time because I just love drinking milk. And my mom had seen something on like some TV show. And she's like, I think it's from the milk that you drink. Like, and that would kind of make sense because I drank so much of it.
Right.
She was just like, I think it might be from the milk that you drink, because I was watching the show and the doctor on the show said that, you know, milk can cause acne. And I was like, really? And she was just like, yeah, so like maybe try stopping it. And when I really minimized the amount of milk I was drinking, my acne almost like, I only got like one or two pimples, like, and it was rare. And it was so crazy to me that drinking milk affected my body that way.
Wow. Yeah.
And then as I got older, I saw that when you drink milk, your liver is trying to process all like the toxins. And if there's no other way for it to come out, it's going to come out in your skin. And that's why you're going to have like acne, because your liver's trying to like detox itself. But the only way it's getting rid of the toxins is going to be able to, is going to come out through your skin. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, but yeah.
Yeah. And that's something like, oh, you're a teenager, you have acne. Like that's something that anyone would look like and be like, that's just normal.
Right. Exactly. And then like, it wasn't I was still getting acne at like 19, 20 years old. And I was like, there's no reason. You know what I mean? And so it had been like acne for all this time. And my mom was kind of like, maybe it's the milk that you're like, and all the cheese that you eat, like maybe that's why. And I was just like, oh, wow. And it's just such a, I don't know, it's such a journey, because you just learn so much, like what to put in your body and what not to put in your body, how it's going to affect you. I want to say enlightening, because, I never thought of it that way. You know, I never thought of like, how is this going to affect me? Like, how is this going to, you know, like, how could this possibly make me feel better? Or how is this going to make me feel worse? Like stuff like that. Or like, even when I start to get like, if I feel like I might have a cold coming on, like,
right.
Like only going to drink like fluids, just going to like relax, not eat too much. Stuff like that. I don't know. It's amazing to me, because I never thought of it in that way anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay. So I want to go back a little bit to your, cause we've gone off on a plant-based dairy tangent. I didn't mean to do that. But it's good. No, it's good, because I think a lot of people are interested in this and other people's experience, you know, rather than me just saying, you know, do this, do that. I like to really, just talk about it. So I want to kind of, so Genova has, she has an Instagram, and I'm going to link all her details in the notes, but she's also doing something really cool where, we were talking a few months ago and she was like, I want to, basically document my weight loss journey, because a lot of times we see their before picture and their after picture. And it's right. Kind of like, oh my God, that's so great. But it's like, wow, I wonder what it was like getting there, you know? So I thought that was really cool. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to bring her on, because, you know, she does want to share her story. And also, I just want you to kind of talk about like how that's going, the documenting and like the ups and the downs, and like how that, it must be accountability for you, right?
Oh, yeah. So I actually, I really like that you brought this up. I really felt like, there's like a lot of young women that I feel like it's for, even for me, like I saw people like lose weight, but I never saw like the process of it. I just saw them like one day after like months, they're just all of a sudden like in good shape. And I'm just like, oh, that's like, that's awesome. But like for me, it was not, I don't want to say discouraging, but it was kind of like, wow, that's like really awesome. But like, I didn't see, like, not that I'm, obviously no one's entitled to show anything, right? But I think it is so important to show people like all of it, like the good and the bad, you know what I mean? Because like, you need to know that it's not always going to be like, oh, I'm just going to lose weight and it's going to be great. And it's good. It's so hard. It's so frustrating. And I really wanted people to see that, you know, and I really am a advocate of like being a positive influence on the world and trying to just like the best that you can do to help other people. And, I really wanted like other young women, or even anyone, but like more specifically, like someone in like my demographic, like to see that like, hey, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. And like, I just have to stick with it. And, you know, there are some days, and I feel like it's more difficult than it is like happiness, that, you know what I mean? It's more like, it's more times of, oh, I'm so discouraged right now. Like nothing's changing. Like I feel the same, like, you know, oh, I'm so tired. I just got back from work. I don't want to go out and go work out, or I don't feel like making my meal right now. Like, I just want to grab something quick. It's definitely more of that, but I feel like the highs are just like so great, to a point where it's like, okay, no, like, it's not going to be great all the time, but it's always going to be rewarding. And that was definitely like a huge part of it, is that I wanted to see people see me. Like, I wanted people to see me at 206 pounds being like, guess what? I'm going to go out. I'm going to go to the gym. It's 5 a.m.
Right.
Get it done. And like, that's it. Like, you know, and I know I don't want to wake up right now, but I just have to do it. And the whole process of documenting it is great, because I feel like I get to see my process, and it's really cool when you're creating content and you're recording and you're editing and stuff, and like, to have the finished product is like, it's such a weird feeling that I've never really experienced, because you just like created this thing, this, and now you're putting it out to the world, and they get to watch it. And even if I don't have like a lot of people watching it, but the fact that I did something like that, is really rewarding in a sense. And that in itself, though, also recording and editing is such a handful, because it's like so many tech issues come up along the way. I remember like 1 week, it was like my laptop just like, it was like at the end of editing a video and it was done, and it just stopped working. And I was like, what? I was like, I just spent like 3 hours editing this.
Oh my gosh.
And it happens so often, but you just learn, and you learn the process as it goes, and you're learning so much about tech too. Like,
I think it's cool just to do something new. I mean, and try, when you say like it's so rewarding to like create something, I think just the whole process of just diving into something you don't really know what you're doing, and then coming out with something in the end, it's like, oh man, what else can I do?
I completely agree. Like, it's really such a, like, it's something so simple, like, you know, like editing a video, but like, you really start to see like what you're capable of, you know?
Yeah. And what your weaknesses are too. And, you know, for me, I've been, you know, trying to really put myself out there as well. And, you know, just like starting a podcast, like, I didn't know what I was doing at all, but I was like, I think it's really cool. It'll be fun, and get to talk to people, and just get to share the message more a little bit, and help more people. So, but it's also fun, like, selfishly, it's fun as well.
Yeah. It's definitely such a cool experience. I think this whole thing of like weight loss, and I'm just thinking, it like kind of just hit me now. It just kind of like, I feel like I'm becoming a completely, I'm like reinventing myself in a sense, you know? Just losing the weight, changing my eating lifestyle, health, like, you know, my, I don't want to say diet. I just want to say like my eating habits, editing these videos. It's like, it's just such a process. It's really, I don't know. I guess it's really cool. Cause I never did anything like this before in any, in any capacity. So, it's almost like reinventing, not, or maybe becoming who I've already been, but like, because of being taught other things, I was never able to fully be that, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, I totally get it. I mean, that's my favorite part of, you know, doing weight loss coaching with my clients is, you know, I just posted this on Instagram the other day. Like, it's, yes, I love to see them lose weight and hit their goals and do all that stuff. But it's also just the process of change, and, you know, how their life kind of changes and how they're looking at things. And like, that's really exciting to me, because a lot of times I feel like we think, oh, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is it, you know? But when you can kind of find other things within yourself, that's just so cool.
Right. I completely agree with that.
Okay. So you had mentioned earlier, like, you had lost weight before, the 40 pounds. And I think a lot of people listening can probably relate to that the most, where they have lost a good amount of weight, or even a small amount of weight, but it wasn't sustainable. And it was done in, you know, either like a strict plan, low calorie, a diet, a shake, shots, even just something that gave that quick fix.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. Can you just tell us how that was, like, when, like, that whole process of losing that weight, being there, and then like gaining it back? Like, how did everything happen?
So it, that was also like, you know, I lost this weight. And I felt that was like the best I've ever felt and looked in my life. But even at that point, because I was doing meal replacements twice a day and only one real meal, which was like the middle of the day, which was lunch.
Right.
So obviously it was like low in calories, but my workouts consisted of like cardio, basically, like basic cardio. I did a lot of running and stuff like that. And that's good. I don't mind doing cardio, but I wasn't like, I didn't really have a shape. I just kind of like lost fat, but and I've always been kind of curvy, but like I like lost my curves. I was just kind of like, you know, like I didn't really have any curves. Mm-hmm. But I still felt I felt really good about myself because I've always been like on the chunkier side, I want to say. And so I was like really excited about that to see like, oh my God, I lost all this weight. Like I look great, I feel great, but it was extremely difficult to sustain. Gaining it back, it was so hard to maintain it. And I remember I didn't want to have to like kill myself in the gym just to like maintain this specific weight, you know, like, and I felt like it was almost abnormal that I still had to like work out just as hardcore as I was losing it, you know? And I felt kind of like, it shouldn't be that way. I felt like it shouldn't have been that way. But then I was like, it was also, that was new for me. So I was like, maybe this is just my body and this is how I have to do it, you know? And maybe I have to like just kill myself in the gym to make sure I maintain it. But not realizing because once I got off those meal replacements, I didn't know how to eat, you know? And that had a lot to do with being on the meal replacements and getting off of them and then eating like a regular, how I regularly ate.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I did start to slowly gain the, I gained like 15 pounds back, but I still like felt and looked good at that point in my perspective. So I was like, I was like kind of steady at like 175 for a while. And then I don't know what happened. But I like don't know, like it was within this last year that I just gained like 30 pounds. And I really don't even know how. Like
I think a lot of people can relate to that though. Like you're just so busy and time flies by and you're like, oh man, how'd that happen?
Yeah, I don't even know how it happened, but it did. And like eating late at night because I was just like, oh, I'm so hungry, like, you know, like stuff like that, not working out at all, kind of like becoming lazy really, because I was just kind of like so tired of like having to like just go crazy in the gym. And then also I got on the scale, I really had to I really wanted to analyze like, all right, what is it that has made me gain all this weight? And like, what is the main issue? And that was when I was like, you know, maybe it's my eating habits and maybe I need to change those things. You know, like I do incorporate intermittent fasting within my diet. So like that, I think that is like a huge thing that helps me. Like, I don't know, like I really love doing fasting because it's like, for me, I have my feeding time of like 8 hours and fast for 16, but it like, I really like that, even though some days it's hard, but like most times I feel like it's so beneficial. Now I feel like I kind of like forgot
where we were. No, it's okay. We've been talking for a while. No, but the intermittent fasting, I think, you know, it's just such a big topic. I think I'm glad you brought it up because maybe I will do that for my next episode. Yeah. Just all about fasting and the options and if you should do it, if you shouldn't do it. You know, the research behind it and all that stuff. But basically just to give people a gist, intermittent fasting is usually an 8 hour window of eating. So for example, eating from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and a fasting. So you have 24 hours in the day. So then that leaves you with 16 hours to fast overnight. Cause normally, you know, we go to bed and we fast overnight, maybe 8 hours. Right. But when we have a really busy schedule, and say we're getting home really late, like from the gym or something, and we're eating dinner at 9 o'clock, and then we're going to bed and we're waking up the next day and we have to go to work early. We're having breakfast at 7, right? So we're not getting that long of a fast overnight. And what the fasting helps with is just honestly, besides the weight loss, put the weight loss to the side. Fasting in general just helps your body detox a little better. So, you know, inside our, I'll go into depth, I guess, more. I don't want to go on a tangent right now, but it does help your body just kind of just take out the trash, basically. Every day, your body likes to take out the trash. And when you don't give it that time that you're not eating, which is what fasting is, then it can't really focus on taking out the trash because it has to focus on digesting the food that you're eating. The other reason why the fasting can help is because when you go long hours without eating overnight, especially, you tap out of all your stores of the carbohydrates that you've stored in your liver. Which is glycogen. And when you've run out of that and you can't burn energy on that, then you start to break down a little bit more fat. So it definitely can be kind of a boost for weight loss. But, you know, the reason it sounds kind of sketchy and gimmicky, and it's usually not something I like to, things like that, like quick fixes are not something I'm a big fan of, but I am a fan of this and fasting in general, having a longer overnight fast, because it's just good on a general health level, like even if you don't have to lose weight. So I am a fan of it, but I think a lot of people do it wrong, and that's why I think I'll just do a full episode on it next week. Cause I think it's such a big topic right now. I think everyone's seeing it and kind of jumping on it and they're not really doing it the right way. So I think, it's important to kind of understand it. All right. What else? So I guess to wrap it up, I feel like we talked about so much good stuff today. What would be, I don't know, just like last words, like what would be your advice for someone maybe that was kind of like, you know, just like you, like just got over maybe the 200 mark or whatever, maybe it's the 300 mark or the 250 mark. And they're kind of feeling that, like you were feeling like that, oh crap, I got to do something like ASAP. What would be your words of advice?
Oh my God, so much I could give, but like investing in your health is it affects every aspect of your life. So just take the time to do it. And at first it might be frustrating, but it'll be like the best decision that you make. And just don't give up. I'm a huge, huge believer in hard work. And if you really want something and you want to work hard enough for it, it can happen and it will happen just as long as you're willing to put the work in it. And I think that is the, I feel like if I had to give advice in a nutshell, that would be it. Just do your research, find the best option. Start listening to your body, work hard. It's not just weight loss. It's a completely different lifestyle change and it affects like every aspect of your life. And, it'll be the best decision that you ever make. It is investing in yourself that way.
Yeah. I love that. Perfect. Okay. So where can people find you if they kind of want to follow your journey, your videos and all that?
Awesome. So my Instagram is Genova. @Genova_Julianne. And so that's JENOVA_JULIANN. And on YouTube, my YouTube channel is called Genova's Journey. And that is where you can find my vlogs. And that's it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And I'll copy and paste those in the link as well. But maybe we can do a follow-up episode in a few months. That would be cool. Yes,
let's do that. Like once I like lose another 20 pounds, I would love to do that because I feel like so many other changes and stuff we can definitely talk about. That would be awesome.
Yes, I love it. Okay, perfect. So thanks for coming on. I think people are going to love this. And if anyone has any comments or questions or anything, just reach out to us. We're both on, I'll put both of our Instagrams and my email as well. So I will talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye, Genova.
Bye, Sam. Thanks for everything.